let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your life, that shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis singing that wonderful song, Open My Eyes to the World. And you should really try to claim that song on the internet, because that song is just beautiful. And I know that Surya, S-U-R-Y-E-A, is on iTunes. Tonight, I have a very special guest. We're coming into the holiday season. And so we're going to be talking about our aspirations, what we would like to do, perhaps travel, perhaps working on our inner human being and the inner connection. And what is your story? The guest that I have tonight is known as the Inner Contessa. Her name is Louisa Rajet. And as she was a child, she wanted to be either a pirate or an explorer. She has achieved both by traveling many seas around the world and exploring the inner workings of human beings, that connection between the inner world of thoughts and desires and their outer manifestation. Raised in Italy and Switzerland, she is fluent in six languages and is affectionately nicknamed the Contessa by clients, friends, and family. She founded the Inner Contessa to specifically mentor successful women who have nevertheless had areas in their lives where they have been unsatisfied and unfulfilled. These ladies have big dreams and aspirations. They work diligently towards creating the outcome, but nevertheless are unable to fully reach their goals. Louisa is gifted at unearthing subconscious belief systems, identifying how they are interfering with the achievement of your desires, and helps to guide clients into great breakthroughs. It is only when a woman knows who she is and what she wants that she can learn to love herself and life deeply. When she courageously takes steps towards creating her life on purpose and claims her innate power confidently, she can embrace her own inner Contessa. So, good evening, Louisa. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I absolutely love the work you do. And Louisa has been working with me through my summer tragedies, and I'm telling you, it's a wonderful experience. To me, she's one of the best healers in the world. What is your website, Louisa?
My website is very simply www.innercontessa, and Contessa spelled Contessa.com.
So get to her website as soon as you can, perhaps while you're listening tonight. So, Louisa, we're going to be talking about what women really want and when being a good girl isn't enough. And, of course, that all starts with a storyline. So why is it important to be focusing on our inner self and our storyline right now?
Well, you know, it's part of the season. You know, we hear all the story, the Christmas story. There are stories about Thanksgiving, all of those stories. And of course, we live our lives from our internal stories. Those are the stories that were established in those first few years of life by what you observed, what you learned from the people around you. And although we are not aware of them anymore, they still run our lives. When we're not able to achieve what we set out, or when things just don't seem to click, when we're working hard and we're not quite getting there, I can guarantee you that there's an old story, an old tape that's still running your life.
Yeah, that's what I call them too, the tapes. That's interesting. What are some of the things that impact our inner being, both positively and negatively, that would interfere?
Well, you know, let's say that you have a story. Right now, for example, I am running what is called the 21-Day Money Challenge, and it's looking at your subconscious stories and how it manifests around money. Now, some of those stories that are coming up through the work that we're doing is, I don't deserve. Now, you know, I don't deserve, of course, has to do with yourself, the belief of who you are and how much you deserve to be in this world, to be receiving. It also ties into guilt. And so guilt about receiving shows up that you're working hard, and you're really great at what you do, and somehow the money isn't flowing in.
Especially for women, don't you feel?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Women, and it, what really has been fascinating for me, I mean, I've traveled and I've had the good pleasure of working in far places like Japan and, of course, Europe and here in the United States. And as women, we have the same underlying belief system that we are somehow, we don't deserve, we're not good enough. What I call it's the second-class citizen syndrome.
Yeah, it's that you're not supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to depend on men, and we're the boss. We take care of everything. So you not only can't make decisions, you're not allowed to make decisions. And that really wrecks your self-esteem.
Yes, and now you're trapped because on the outside world, of course, we're taking care of families. Usually it's still women who raise their children, and in some cases we are the breadwinners. And at the same time, we have these inner tapes that we're not even aware of running, and that's a lot of stop and go, really pulling you back. And so it's imperative to really break through those, to recognize those, and so that we can move forward in ways that are extraordinary. And of course, there's the ripple effect. You know, you do it for yourself, particularly as a woman, and it ripples through to your children, it ripples through in your relationships, both intimate relationships as well as friends, in your work, in your community. And you can just see, you know,
well, I
think reaching back.
It's your internal attitude. I think it's an internal attitude, an internal way of making decisions that we've been taught since we were very young. And because we've been doing it our entire life, we don't know any different. And then right. When you finally do break through on a couple of your areas and you see the other side, that there are other choices, it's amazing what that will do for you.
Absolutely. Most of us, you know, well, I would slightly disagree with you. It is an internal attitude, but most people have no clue what's really behind
it.
That's
what I just said.
Yes. So they might really do affirmations and do a lot of things. However, if in the background they have one of these, what we're calling tapes running, it doesn't matter how much they affirm every day and wanting to be positive. At the end of the day, it doesn't get them where they want to be.
Well, you know, we have to explain what tapes are. And to me, tapes are a line between this lifetime and past lifetimes where you really may have had a whole different experience and you were taught or you were put down or whipped or beaten or whatever happened in a past life that's still with you. It's an imprint. A tape is an imprint of all life experiences on the soul. And so what you need to do is go in and follow it to whatever lifetime it affects and then relive it and turn it into a positive flow, and then that breaks through, in a sense.
Yes, but you can see the threats in your current lifetime very clearly. Yes, I agree with you. There are the imprints from past lifetimes, and at the same time, you can, if you're really looking for it, you'll see how it has manifested, perhaps in a different way, but still, the core issues have manifested in your current lifetime.
So how can you break through it? What will help people in their daily life? If affirmations aren't going to do it, what is going to do it?
Well, actually, number one, I would say don't do it alone. Find a group, find a class, find a person, find however it works, you know, find people who can guide you. You know, you have classes, Elizabeth, I have my own classes. So find the people that you resonate with, because it's really in that group dynamic, particularly as women, that things accelerate.
I want to tell the difference between a class and a white wine get together at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because when you're talking to women that you think are supportive to you, that are your friends, and you're saying, oh, my husband this and my husband that, oh, mine does too, well, mine does too, oh, mine's worse. That's not supportive. That's gossip.
I agree.
When you find somebody that says, I embrace you in who you are, what can I do to love and support you? And you say, I think this about myself, and the other person says, that may not be true. Why are you thinking that? And you start going into the tape, then that is loving and supportive.
Exactly. That's why I said find somebody who can guide you. Friends are important. Support systems are important. But very often, you get together, as you just said, and you start complaining, or somebody says, well, I know about that because I'm going through the same thing. And now you have a pity party going on. And there is a time and place for that as well. However, if your aim is to break through really in record time, is to find that the person, the group that you resonate with somebody leading you that's, at least a step ahead of you.
And I find that there are some wonderful non-denominational church groups and gatherings that help. I know that the Friends is a wonderful place. I know that Universal Church is good. We have Circle of Miracles here.
Yeah,
and they've been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't have to be, a paid service. There are a lot of services, as you just said, that are very supportive and can give you that guidance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a wonderful friend in New York. Her name is Elizabeth Hepburn, and she studied with a lady by the name of Hilda Charlton, who was a great, great spiritual teacher. And you can Google her and read about her. She's passed on now. Hilda Charlton, Charlton. And Elizabeth is going to describe how this happens to women. It's a quiet thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, it's part of how we are socialized, pretty much. And there's a lot of studies these days about the socialization of girls and boys, and it still is the same story. I was really shocked the other day, two or three days ago, I heard that there was a study done of current young women and how they see themselves, and they're still seeing themselves that they are to spend all their time in being quiet and using all their resources, both time and money, to be thin and to look good.
She has a different aspect. Let's listen to her song. That was absolutely beautiful. Again, it's a quiet thing by Elizabeth Hepburn. And she's talking about how going within, and listening to your inner voice and having these shifts that Louisa Rajet and I are speaking about tonight is a quiet thing and very personal, deeply personal. Don't you agree, Louisa?
Absolutely. The themes might be the same. There are some universal themes that we all share, but the way we experience them and our individual stories are quite unique to the individual. So yes, and it's inner work and very specific to you, to the person.
So does that include meditation? How can meditation help us to improve?
Well, meditation helps you stay present to yourself. That's one of the things. Stay present to yourself in the moment. We tend to all get overwhelmed, too busy, you know, be pulled, particularly as women, in all kinds of directions. Meditation is a time to be connected to you, to your divinity, to your intuition. It's that time to really be present and have that intention of connecting to the places that, you know, in daily activities we forget about.
Well, can you really accelerate your purpose? Can you really accelerate it and bring it into focus faster than perhaps you would have?
Absolutely. Yes, and that starts with your intention. Your intention, because if you're in acceptance that, well, that's just as good as it gets, then you have no momentum or no drive to move forward. Now, if you are to say, you know, I really want to live a life of purpose, although even if I don't exactly know what that might be, then that drives you forward to search. And so meditation is one really good tool. You know, there's all kinds of different meditations that put your focus exactly towards connecting with your purpose. And all this other work that we're talking about, the inner work, if it's you're reading books, if you're listening to CDs, if you're doing a workbook, you're joining a group, with that aim in mind, that's going to accelerate getting anything that's in the way out of the way, so you can be in alignment with your purpose, with yourself, with attracting the ideal people, the ideal circumstances to really create a life that's rich and fun, and it's on purpose.
Louisa, describe a little bit about the body work you do that moves energy. It's very unique, and you are an expert.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's funny, obviously it comes out of my story, because originally when I was a young woman, I used to say, I am a head, I'm a floating head. Because of my story, being in body was really not a safe place to be. And over the years, as I trained as a traditional psychotherapist originally, and somehow something was missing. I mean, I practiced for a little while in New York City, and it was like, there must be something different to accelerate change in people. And I'm somebody who's always searching for things, you know, I'm curious.
Yeah.
That way.
And you know everything. Tell me everything.
Yeah, it's like I'm curious. Like, let me know how this works, particularly when it comes to human being and moving forward and breaking through. So actually coming out, I also trained as a stage actress at one point, and I was fascinated. Yes. How you would use the body to create a character, how walking a certain way would create a character. So that got me curious. Well, the other way around too. So that means that our belief systems, the way we think comes into the body. And sure enough, there's all kinds of research about that and all kinds of techniques. And so I started studying that connection, the famous body-mind connection. The body records everything that you ever experienced.
Everything. Every thought, everything. Every breath, everything. Even if you see a leaf fall from a tree, it records it. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
My grandmother used to tell me that, and I never believed her until I learned how to read cards, and then I realized it was really true.
Yes, it is true. So it gets into your cellular memory. So one way to accelerate change and connecting to this purpose piece that we're talking about is to, yes, look at the mental, the thoughts that you have, the emotion, because we get into habitual ways of thinking and feeling, and we get into habits through the physical as well. So all, if you can find an approach that addresses all the three, well, four elements at the time, you're going to see changes in record time.
You know, that's the next question I was going to ask you. Can you honestly and truly bypass fear and procrastination? People are so bad with procrastination, especially around here. They never tell you they're coming to the party until 5 minutes before the party, I tell you.
Well, I don't know that you bypass it. You go through it. Fear is an emotion, and it's something
that... You learn a different way to go through it, though, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
It's an emotion that is hardwired into our brain. Some more studies that have been done about that. So it's not just something we say. It's a proven fact. And it's when fear stops you that it gets in the way. So you learn to allow the body's response, which is the fear response, and do it. You know, it's a little cliche to say feel the fear and do it anyway, but that's really what it is. You find ways to allow you to take the steps that you want to take, because you have your eye on the goal.
That comes in handy when you have a conflict with a boss or somebody that you're working with. And people are so afraid to say anything. They're so afraid they're going to lose their job. They're so afraid they're going to get fired. Instead of finding a different way to present it that's non-threatening.
Exactly. Yes. And when you get caught in the fear, you become a victim. And out of victim, well, either you rebel and go into rage and then, you know, act often inappropriately in your responses, or you become really small. And, you know, that then leads over time to depression and those kinds of things.
That feeds the I'm not important, I'm a woman syndrome.
Yes, absolutely.
That feeds that.
Right.
So, if you get the blocks out of the way that hold you back, how does your life get on purpose? How does it get back on track again?
Well, the how is also determined by the way you live. So it's just that everything becomes, I see that with my clients all the time. Things become clear. Mm-hmm. Things just happen. I mean, I'm just because it's recent, I'm going to show you.
Oh, good. We're getting an example. I was going to ask for an example. Great. Give
us
an example.
Examples are always the best thing. Like in this 21-day money challenge, in day four, and the way it works is people get a 60-second exercise every day, which is an energy exercise. It might be a physical exercise, really to address the four components that we were just talking about a little while before. So this lady had contacted a big company to do some business with because she wanted an appointment. And this appointment has not been happening for, I think she said, 2.5 months. Well, miraculously, 4 days into her starting to do these exercises to really open herself up to receive, she says, I can't believe it. I got an email and I actually got an appointment. I have an appointment set. And the next day, she sells products. This person who had placed an order called her back and actually doubled the order out of the blue. She's like, this is amazing. What's been happening? Like, well, you know, one thing is that she's really very quickly starting to shift, allowing her to receive. And it's showing up in the physical.
Oh, I want to do my example, Louisa. I work with Louisa, and I've been working with Louisa this year because my identical twin was very ill, and I wanted to make sure that I was going to keep open and on track. And it's been really tough work. And she's been great. And she worked on me at the end of October. And there was a prayer, Louisa, that I was saying every day. I wanted to go back on the radio show Coast to Coast. And yes. I went home after this particularly very strong energy. We had to get out the window. We had to open the window to let the air out. And I went home and I slept for a couple of hours. And I woke up And I had a panic call from coast to coast. Would I come on, because it was just before Halloween, and talk about my book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And it blew me away. Of course, I did the show, but it just blew me away. It had been in me for a year, and I hadn't actually 2 years. That was incredible.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes the outer results can be quite dramatic, and it's always it makes me giddy to see people really achieve what they're set out to do. And because when you talk about energy work, sometimes people don't understand what it is, and it's at the basis of everything. The way we think can actually shut down your body in terms of, you know, create healing from an illness, or like one of my clients not being able to get pregnant. That was
interesting one.
Yes, to this day, one of my favorite stories, only because, well, as I joke, I helped a woman get pregnant.
I did too. That's a fun thing to do.
Well, you know, this lady who really was in her heart wanted to be a mother so much, and she and her husband tried for 7 years and were tested, and nothing was working. And she came to me referred from somebody because she was really depressed and close to wanting to divorce, because she says, I cannot fulfill what I'm here to fulfill. And we had six sessions. It took six sessions over, well, two sessions a month, though, so 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, go home and get pregnant. And she thought I was crazy. She looked at me, she's like, what? I said, just go home and get pregnant. And well, a month later, I got this phone call. Oh my God, I'm pregnant. She subsequently had actually three children back to back. She's already in her late 30s, and they wanted
wonderful.
And her
and
young
sometimes,
child.
Sometimes it doesn't happen, Louisa. We have to say
sometimes
that too.
Sometimes it doesn't happen. Absolutely. It's not a miracle cure. You know, it's not like.
If your body can't physically hold the child, and we have one that we both know. This is yes. if your body can't hold the child, then a healer cannot do anything about that. That's just a life experience that you have to accept, and it can be very difficult.
Yes,
but we can help with fear and I'm not good enough and I'll never make a good mother and the child won't love me. We can help with those thoughts, correct?
Well, that was the major challenge or subconscious belief system that this particular lady I was talking about was having. That, and although she'd been in traditional therapy for a very abusive childhood and thought she had worked all through that, that core belief system was still there to the point that it was locking up her body. So, you know, obviously in her spiritual journey, it was her spiritual journey to have three children, and that exactly what happened. So,
and some people just know that inside. Louisa, we're going to take a break for commercials. I'd like to have your website again.
Sure. It's www.innercontessa.com.
And do you have a phone number where people can reach you?
Absolutely. My number is 215-598-0632.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. I'm speaking with a wonderful top healer of the world. Her name is Louisa Rejet, and she is well-loved in many, many countries. We will return after these messages.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with antidotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out.
Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests.
This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Corner. Tonight's book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, was written by David Christopher Lewis. This book was sent to me from one of my guests, and this is a book that totally impressed me. Not only does it come from the heart, but I find that this mission of writing about how to change your energy field with light and spiritual radiance is a wonderful declaration that will bring us to spiritual freedom. We all know that the aura is a subtle energy system, constantly moving, streaming, and changing. It reflects our every thought, feeling, word, and deed. In fact, this vibrant energy field says more about who we are than our physical appearance or our personality. But the aura is more than just a colorful field of energy, and it surrounds all living things. The aura is a powerful resonator, both for personal and global transformation. Advanced Study of the Human Aura offers a unique understanding of the power of the radiant aura. It shows that to create a beautiful rainbow, a colorful energy field, something that's very healthy, but also supercharged with light and spiritual purpose, we must first enter into the space of being where all life is felt and embraced as sacred. We must focus on the body, mind, and spiritual, and on the truth that is there, at the core of our essence, to remember that we are dynamic spiritual beings. In this fabulous work, you will learn the keys to increasing the light within your aura, from your heart outward, to bring abundant blessings to yourself and those around you. Through techniques such as exercise, meditation, prayer, solar gazing, and pranic breathing, that's deep breath work, you can learn to purify and expand your aura to accelerate the consciousness and move from a sense of limitation to an unbounded sense of cosmic awareness. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis is a wonderful book that should be on every healer's shelf. Go out and pick it up. You can get it at Amazon.com, or you can get it at David's website, www.heartscenter.org. Again, that's David Christopher Lewis, and his website is www.heartscenter.org. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and I highly recommend this book. Thank you.
Thank you.
less asleep and more awake.
And that was Bits and Pieces by Annabella Wood. That song just cracks me up. I love that song. Annabella composed that song. And, of course, she's telling us about how we heal in bits and pieces. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com. Let's find out. My guest for tonight is Louisa Rajay. And, Louisa, what do you think about healing in bits and pieces?
Well, it does feel that way at times, right? That we are healing in bits and pieces because there's all these pieces that that show up, and it depends where you put your focus. And then once one piece starts to move, everything else starts to move
at the same time.
We're not compartmentalized. You know, people think, well, I want to just work on this area of my life. But that area is touching everything else.
Absolutely. So. And then it comes and it bites you in the butt.
Yes.
Annabella says, bits and pieces are melting away. And then, of course, you do become positive, clear, and the negativity can really begin to improve. We all have negativity. We all do it to ourselves, our inner talk. And we really do have to work on changing our inner talk. So what type of exercises do you offer that would make these people want to maybe take a class with you or look at you on Facebook and learn more about you? What's going on here?
Sure. I have a whole variety of classes. One of the ones that I feel, particularly in these times where we're so busy and we're looking for things to work really fast, are these, what I started to do, these 21-day challenges. And there will be a new one, which is focused around money at the beginning of the new year in January. And it's called the 21-day money challenge. And so what happens is, for example, an exercise that we did yesterday was to look at the stories that we tell. And a simple way to do that is around money, you know, on a piece of paper, we wrote on one column, when it comes to money, I am, fill out the blanks. And then on the other column, on the same piece of paper, is when it comes to money, I am not. Because it starts to show you the kind of stories that you're telling. And then part two of the exercise was to take at least one of the things you wrote down that I am not, and to feel into your body. How would it feel like if you actually were to take that on, like a character? Mm-hmm. It starts to open up possibilities. It starts to give you a feeling of how we were talking about the stories being in your bodies, you know, even the places that you say, for example, I am not a miser is one of the things that came up, mm-hmm. might be a story that you took on because, you know, your mom or your dad or your uncle or whoever was making comments about somebody who's a miser, or you saw it on TV, you know, cartoons. We have, who is it, Donald Duck, and isn't there the uncle
Daffy
who's a miser?
Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
I grew up in Europe, so I know the names in Italian.
I know that in being a miser, that was something that was a part of my life. And then you find that you give too much. That's the other side of I'm not a miser. So you give things away perhaps that you should hang on to. Do you find that's true?
Yeah, sometimes it's because we live in duality. So what the possibilities of people, how they react, very often take extremes. One would be, to hang on to every little thing and not give away anything.
That's
to the extreme of not a hoarder, but also to extreme of not throwing out food that's gotten bad in the fridge. I've seen that
too.
People do that.
Right. Yes, they do.
That's one extreme. Or going to the other extreme of being in such fear of being a miser or having to face that people give away their livelihood, that they can't barely survive, and give it all away. It could be attention, it could be time, it could be money, things. It can show up in all kinds of ways.
So, I have met people that actually cannot have a large balance in their bank account.
Sure.
They feel guilty.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's another point you would touch on, is it not?
Yes. So this particular exercise I was telling you about is really to identify these stories, the pieces in you. So it's only once you are aware of them that you can make a different choice. Now, on a different day, you know, there might be an exercise. One of the ones that everybody seems to love is the feel-good energy routine. And it's just, it's done in 60 seconds. It's a few particular body movements that just align the flow of your energy, where people feel more focused and more energetic and more present. And it's done in 1 minute. And I've gotten a lot of feedback saying, I really love that exercise. So it's, again, 21 days, every day is a different exercise, and to just explore what works for you, what's underneath it all, and start changing that.
And so, if you can understand the energies of feng shui, then you can understand the energies of freeing up blocks. It's very similar. So what you're doing, instead of moving a piece of furniture, Louise, is you're moving something inside in the solar plexus area. And once that gets moved aside, then you go to neutrality, and then a new desire or a new thought begins to manifest because there's room. It's
absolutely
like you've tilled the garden.
Yes. One of the exercises sometimes is clearing out the attic. And imagine that your attic is full of boxes and it's just stuffed full. You can't even go find, you know, your favorite photo album from childhood because there's all these boxes in the way. And it's just in terms of the boxes are represented by your thoughts, by your belief systems, by these old tapes, by your stories. So as you start clearing the boxes, you might discover that there's a window and you can look out and see the blue sky and feel a sense of freedom, of clarity, of feeling light. And that, you know, we do create our reality. And when we are feeling so much better inside, what you attract is of a completely different nature.
Well, you know, I do this work as well, and I use meditation when I teach my large groups. And I always have them go into their secret garden. They mm-hmm. have the key, and they open the door, and they can see whether the leaves are off the trees and it's winter. Maybe it needs to be raked, and maybe there needs to be a new seed planted. It's fun because it's a different experience for each person as
sure.
they're in the meditation. So
sure.
that can be very
Absolutely.
Exciting. And I have found that to be extremely helpful. Now, you work in New York City as well as Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
I do. Yes, I have an office in Manhattan, in New York City, and I have an office here in Bucks County, or if you happen to be in Europe, in a few cities in Europe as well.
And can you name what they are? I know one's in Germany.
Yes, I'm in Munich. I'm in Brussels, in Milano, in Italy. And I'm in Tokyo as well. So, you know, depending on which time of year, you might find me at different places around the world.
And I'm sensing that there's a request coming to you from Spain, too. I just wanted to say that. Okay,
that's so true. Yes, you're absolutely correct. We've been talking about going to the south of Spain in a retreat center to really do some intense work with people who are on retreat there. So that's in the works. That's absolutely right.
And
so,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in the meantime, you know, on Facebook, I do have a page on Facebook. It's just my name, Louisa Roche, and you can always find out about workshops that are done online or in person, depending on the city, so that there's different ways of really being part of this community.
So if you go to theinnercontessa.com, you'll find out how to spell Louisa's last name, which is
That's
a beautiful
correct.
French name. Now, we're talking about how intensive work and group programmings and focusing on specific themes can accelerate results in your life for the good and manifesting your desires. But what does someone do about ongoing support, Louisa?
Well, ongoing support, you have to find somebody that you resonate with. Because I would just caution everybody not to come from ego or to say, oh, you know, that's the highest ranking person. That is important, you know, to do your due diligence and to make sure that the person you're looking to work with and to allow that person to guide you really knows what they're talking about. But ultimately, really listen to your gut. And so you know, if, for example, you check me out and there's some videos out there and you can have a feel of how, well, you're hearing how I speak, but how I phrase things and how I put things in context, and you say, I really resonate with that person, then perhaps one of the 21 challenges, there's one coming up, as I said, about money and one about body image, if that's weight or whatever it is, particularly after the holidays. That's another one that will start in January as well. Then that might be an easy way to start working with me and seeing the kind of results you get. And then, you know, you might want to really do accelerated work and start scheduling one-on-one sessions. You know, and those can be done long distance, in person, whatever, depending on where you live. I have clients I've never met in my life because they're in New Zealand and I haven't traveled there yet. And they get great results anyway. And, you know, when we're talking about energy and these kinds of really subtle techniques, we're talking about quantum physics here. Doesn't matter where you are. Yeah, yes. You can be anywhere.
Now, how does one accept their resistances, and how do they release the fear? Can you talk? Is there any kind of an exercise to begin with that you could give us?
Sure. You know, I am a firm believer. We talked before about the body-mind connection. So when you're not feeling well, and if it's a fear, this is one of the exercises I give my clients. Allow yourself to feel the feeling in a contained way. And what I mean by that is set your phone, your alarm for, let's say, 2 minutes. And give yourself permission for those next 2 minutes to only focus on this feeling. And if it's, let's say it's fear, you can usually feel it in the body as well.
So that's true.
For that amount of time that you've given yourself, you're going to allow yourself to feel it, but also pay attention. Where is it? How big is it? Does it have an edge? How deep is it? What color is it? Is it moving? Is it what shape? Does it have a name? You know, what else is associated with it? Because feelings are energy. It's part of the energy system. When you allow yourself to truly be present to it, it will move.
Yes, it will. So, especially if you do some deep breathing. And as you know, I teach the breath of fire.
Yes.
And the breath of fire is an old yoga technique, and you can find it on many, many websites. Just type in yoga, the breath of fire, and you'll be told how to do it. Or if you wanted to get one of the books that I have out, my Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity has these exercises described.
Yes, and your books have so many amazing exercises and examples and very tangible tools that people can use and start doing their own work. Absolutely. I would highly recommend them.
So how does one begin to open to their intuition, Louisa? Do you think they need to have an energetic healer, or can this happen in a natural way?
We all have intuition. First of all, is to be curious. And you can start with simple things, you know, to say, okay, I am, next time the phone rings, I am going to just ask myself, is this a man or a woman?
That's neat.
Go with the first thing that comes. What happens is that people have intuitive hits all the time, and then they either discard them or don't believe them or want to double check. Once you go into, well, I'm not sure about that, now it's not intuition, it's your mind that's jumping in. So always go with your first intuitive hit, literally, and practice. Intuition is a muscle. So, you know, like if I wanted to run a marathon, I wouldn't just show up the day of the marathon and imagine that I could run the whole however many miles. So the more you allow yourself to practice, and I like to make it fun. You know, if you can have fun, you'll stick with it. If it's a chore, you know, you'll stick with it because you use your will, and eventually, you know, something else that's more important will come along. So if you can make it fun for yourself, that's the best way to go with it. Well, simple things like, you know, we're talking about the phone and saying, hey, I'm just going to figure out.
When you're driving, ask yourself to turn left or right. I find it that way too.
Yes, there's a million different ways to do it. And just, you know, there's a lot of different books, including yours, Elizabeth, that give exercises to just start practicing. And because there is different ways that you can have, particularly at the beginning, intuitive hits. You can hear something, you might know something, you might just have, you could see it, you know, sort of an image all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's three ways, Louisa. There's clairaudience, right, which is where you get a message in a voice, clairvision, where you see it, and clairsentience, and that's where you feel it in your body. For example, if your hair stands up on end, you know that you're scared or in danger, that something's going on, although you may not be aware of it, and then the bear comes from around the corner or something, or the snarling
exactly.
dog. But
right.
your body pre-warns you. Your body tells you everything.
Yes.
To the point of where doing the astrology, I can muscle test somebody to find out what time they're born, and their body will tell me. It's really incredible.
Yes, muscle testing is a great tool to really plug yourself into the knowledge of the body. Now, you know, you can learn to muscle test yourself. A lot of people don't trust that. That's another place to practice.
If they don't trust it, then they don't trust themselves. They can certainly trust it with somebody else, but sometimes they
yes.
don't trust it with themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, have somebody else muscle test you. That's simple enough. What I find is that your answer that you're getting to either a question in your intuition or muscle testing is only as good as your question. So you need to learn how to ask questions.
That's true, and they have to be positive. Louise Hay teaches
yes.
us that. By the
yes.
way, are you doing a Tuscany retreat, or are you doing another beautiful woman retreat at all?
Well, the Tuscany retreat will be in the fall of 2014.
Okay.
Those are so near and dear to my heart, where I take 10 women to Tuscany. I'm from Italy, so I take them home, get to travel with a real Italian.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, to really explore that Contessa, because to me, my definition of a Contessa is a woman who knows who she is, what she wants, and has the courage to create that in her life. So to really to embody that pure feminine, that strength, that power within us. So those the Tuscany retreats are just extraordinary.
Is that La Belle Donna? How do you say that? La Belle Donna?
La Bella Donna, yeah, that's, well,
that's
one
a beautiful
way we could
woman.
Say it. Yeah,
to teach a little
woman.
Italian here.
Yes, why not? Ciao.
Well, you know, we are going to come to the end of the show, and it's been wonderful having you on, and I hope that you will come on again. I'd love you to come on and talk about some of the other aspects of being beautiful, or why the good girl isn't good enough. We are
yeah.
Pleased tonight to have your special meditation. It's called Life's Meditation for Life's Mission. And so if everybody gets ready for the meditation, that would be good. Thank you, Louisa. And
thank
we'll
you
see you
so
next
much.
Time, probably in the winter.
Yes, thank you so much, Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and next time I'm on is December 2nd, 2013, and I'm going to be talking to Candy, and she's going to talk about all of our angels. You don't want to miss this show. This is a pre-Christmas show, and we're going to be talking about all of the angels in the universe, how to access your angels, and how to know when an angel is present. So this is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio. Let's find out. Get ready for the meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. We are going to meditate for life's mission. Thank you and good night.
Sit comfortably in a chair, uncross your arms and legs, and remove any distraction. Allow yourself to be supported and relax. Allow the breath to begin to move you. Breathe in, close your eyes. And with your out-breath, let tension drain from the top of your head. Let it drain from your face and jaw. Relax your neck and shoulders. Your arms are getting heavy and loose. Relax your chest and your belly. Relax your hips and sink more deeply into your seat. Relax your legs and let tension drain down through your calves, through the bottom of your feet, into the floor. Let the energy and the tension go down through your body into the floor. As you sink deeper into this state of relaxation, imagine yourself in a meadow, and ahead of you is a movie screen. Walk towards it and settle down comfortably in front of it, so you can see well. There is an image coming. It's an image of you. You at a time when you were a very young child, when you were totally and fully expressive, free to be completely who you are, 100%. At that moment, you knew exactly who you were and what you wanted. You are totally in your essence. This is the most essential form of you. Watch yourself being you at your most powerful. Who are you at this moment? What are you doing? What do you long for? What do you have to say? A door somewhere near your most essential self will open, and through will come your supporters. These are people and beings that most support your purpose and will help you on your path to expressing it. Take a look as the door opens and they come in to join you. You will see some people from your life, known or unknown. You might even see spirit beings who might be in your life in some form, seen or unseen, to assist you. Let them gather around you now. Take a good look at the supporters who are gathered around you. Let them tell you how they are meant to support you, to give your dreams an expression. You can go ahead and ask these supporters what they know about your purpose in life. Ask them now if there is anything else they need to tell you at this particular time. Observe yourself fulfilling your purpose, surrounded by your supporters. Know you can always come back here to this sense of accomplishment, where you know who you are and what you are here to fulfill. You're meant to share your gifts in the world, and it's time to do so. You're ready to connect with the pieces and people that are meant to guide you. The world is waiting for you. Thank you.